Civilization.
And I think that we need to rethink and criminalize our own laws.
To the agony of... The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think that we need to rethink and criminalize
to the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
All right, good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, March 12th, 2014, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. It's also got to be a false start penalty on the offense. 5 yards, repeat first down. Welcome to the show. We got all sorts of great stuff, but before I start, I just want to issue public thank you and apology to Be Real out there with Be Real TV. We kind of got in a tiff today about, just about an issue that had to do with intellectual property, but he was cool. He was a man about it. He stood up and apologized, and everything is fine with us, at least from my side. So thank you, Be Real, for being real about it. Appreciate it. All right. On today's show, all sorts of great stuff to get to. We have got a guest today calling in. I just met him in Minnesota. He's calling in at 1:30. His name's Tom Evenstad. I'll ask him about the pronunciation. He is suing the federal government as a class action lawsuit over federal patent number 6630507. That was mentioned in the Dr. Gupta documentary last night, the patent by the federal government that for the use of cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants. He is filing a class action lawsuit saying that the federal government's done that and made it a Schedule I drug that makes it impossible for him to get it for his PTSD. We'll talk to him about that at 1:30, and it'll be a very interesting discussion on the lawsuit and the merits of the case. Also on today's show, we're debuting a new segment with our friend Calico Castile. You remember him when he was my intern for Normal and host of the Irie Island Hour. He's back today as the manager of the Brightside PDX dispensary here in Portland, Oregon. He's going to come in and we're going to do some strain sampling. We may try to play Stump Brian a little bit too. We'll see how that turns out. That's coming up at the end of the hour. Also on today's show, for Behind the Headlines, a great poll from the Wall Street Journal tells us what we already knew. Marijuana is safer than sugar, not alcohol, sugar, but alcohol too. We'll tell you the details of the poll. Also, some studies that actually prove that sugar is more harmful than marijuana. And in the second hour, we'll have time for a radical rant because Project Sam and Kevin Sabet are trying to spin the $2.1 million made in the first month of tax revenue from Colorado's recreational marijuana as not enough tax revenue. I'll show you how that works out. Also, we got our daily toker tunes for Irie Wednesday. Gordon Green has some great stuff from us from Sizzla, and he'll be bringing us coverage from Spanibus starting this weekend in Barcelona, Spain. A lot of stuff coming up. Stay tuned. The news is next.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hey, When you are starting up a medical cannabis business, you don't just want any attorney. You want a fired up lawyer who understands the needs of cannabis consumers. The Law Office of Lauren Vasquez is your fired up lawyer for the cannabis industry. Lauren Vasquez knows the details of California marijuana law from both a personal and professional angle. Lauren Vasquez rose from the ranks of college normal activist to become one of the Bay Area's best marijuana lawyers. Visit her website, firedublawyer.com, or call 1-855-MMJ-LAWS for more information. That's 855-665-5297 for Lauren Vasquez, your Fired Up Lawyer, or email firedublawyer@gmail.com. The number again is 855-MMJ-LAWS, 855-665-5297 for your Fired Up Lawyer, Lauren Vasquez. Lauren Vasquez is an activist attorney you can trust. Call today. 420 Radio, your ticket to the Boston Freedom Rally. When you are starting up a medical cannabis business, you don't just want any attorney. You want a fired up lawyer.
This is your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, March 12, 2014. I'm Russ Belville. Weed 2, Cannabis Madness, the latest Dr. Sanjay Gupta CNN special on medical marijuana that aired last night, is drawing rave reviews and some critique from the cannabis community. The documentary largely chronicles the battle of Brian and Megan Wilson of New Jersey, the parents who fought Governor Chris Christie to get life-saving high CBD oil for their epileptic daughter Vivian. Their story was highlighted among many stories of parents who are fleeing their states as medical marijuana refugees to Colorado to save their children with medical marijuana. Only one adult patient who uses smoked marijuana with high THC was shown in the hour-long presentation, without much follow-up on the importance of THC for so many patients. However, extended time was dedicated to Dr. Raphael Machulam, the discoverer of THC, to explain the entourage effect, that is, the superior synergistic effect of whole plant cannabis to any of its extracted constituents alone. Project Sam's Patrick Kennedy, sensing the turning tide, lamented the federal government's inaction on medical marijuana, oblivious to the hypocrisy of his own contribution to that inaction. A tour of GW Pharmaceuticals provided a glimpse of the future where whole plant medical marijuana is standardized for prescription sprays. Indeed, Dr. Gupta interviewed an American physician granted FDA permission to study GW's Epidiolex, their replacement for the high CBD cannabis oil made famous by Dr. Gupta's first documentary. The DEA has raided several medical marijuana dispensaries in the Los Angeles area today at 11 a.m. Agents with the DEA and LAPD officers stormed Black Rose Dispensary in Fairfax, Downtown Medical Caregivers off Main Street, Washington and Western Medical Group in Harvard Heights, Herb Man in Exposition Park, and two homes in Beverly Hills in building a case against one man, still unnamed, who owns all four outlets. No arrests have been made, and the DEA claims to have seized marijuana, cash, and a handgun. According to a new Wall Street Journal poll, Americans find marijuana less harmful than sugar. Given a choice of four popular substances, tobacco was listed by almost half the respondents, 49%, as the most harmful, followed by alcohol in second place with 24%, sugar in third place with 15%, and marijuana was considered the least harmful, with just 8% of respondents ranking it the most harmful substance. The New Hampshire House has passed a marijuana decriminalization bill with enough votes to override a threatened veto by the governor. House Bill 1625 passed 215-92 today and would make the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana a mere civil fine of $100, down from a misdemeanor with potential for a $2,000 fine and 1 year in jail. The bill also reduces cultivation of up to 6 plants from a felony to a Class A misdemeanor. New Hampshire is the only non-decriminalized state in New England. Minnesota law enforcement is close to killing prospects for a medical marijuana bill. Representative Carly Mellon was frustrated by law enforcement's refusal to compromise on the bill, a requirement asked for by Governor Mark Dayton, who agrees about law enforcement's, quote, legitimate concerns, end quote. Representative Mellon offered to drop the provision allowing patients to grow their own medicine and offered to prohibit smoking of medical marijuana in favor of vaporization. That didn't suit Dennis Flaherty of the Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association, whose group favored only pill and oil forms of medical marijuana. Flaherty also objected that conditions like post-traumatic stress and intractable pain would be allowed because they present, quote, potential for abuse, end quote. Flaherty's group instead offered that medical marijuana should be for AIDS, cancer, glaucoma, and seizures alone, and be limited to high CBD versions with little to no THC. House Speaker Paul Tesson said it would be unlikely the bill moves forward without a compromise. Louisiana Representative Austin Baton has filed a bill to legalize whole plant medical marijuana. House Bill 720, however, tightens the restrictions on medical marijuana even more than previous state laws. Only neurologists, oncologists, and ophthalmologists who register for a special state license would be allowed to recommend cannabis, and their relationship with the patient must be bona fide, meaning writing the recommendation cannot be the sole contact with the patient. Patients would only qualify with terminal cancer, nausea produced by chemotherapy, glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, and seizure disorders like epilepsy. There would be just 6 cultivation centers and 10 dispensaries statewide that must be licensed pharmacies, limiting to dispensing 1 month's supply of cannabis. Patients would not be able to cultivate their own medicine. This has been your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, March 12, 2014. I'm Russ Belville. Transcripts of 420 Radio News with hyperlinks are available at 420radio.org. When we come back, we'll go behind the headlines on that Wall Street Journal poll saying marijuana is safer than sugar and show you the studies that prove it's true. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back. Hey, Tokers and Tokettes, Radical Russ here to introduce you to my friend Matt and all the staff at Lush LED Lighting. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED Lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. If you thought LEDs were... meet the tech of today. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Let's just say I appear at a lot of events with the masters of indoor horticulture, and the harvests I saw from Lush LED Lighting were big, tight, sticky, and very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Double your rewards and lower your expenses with Lush LED Lighting. As marijuana goes mainstream, you need to be armed with the facts. Nobody can teach you better than Dr. Mitch Earlywine, PhD. You may know Dr. Mitch from his column in High Times magazine or his weekly appearance on The Russ Belville Show. Dr. Mitch is also the author of some of the best books on marijuana science, culture, history, and health, including Understanding Marijuana, Parents' Guide to Marijuana, Pot Politics, and more. Visit Amazon.com and search for Mitch Earlywine, that's E-A-R-L-E-Y-W-I-N-E, and order your books today. You can also contact Dr. Mitch by email at 420research@gmail.com. Getting High with Adam Ill from Los Angeles, California. Every Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. GMT, right here on 420radio.org. Welcome back, everybody. Quarter after the hour and time for us to go behind the headlines. And we're taking a look now at that Wall Street Journal poll that said Americans find marijuana less harmful than sugar. They lined up 4 substances, give them tobacco, alcohol, sugar, and cannabis. and cannabis came in fourth. Tobacco got 49%, alcohol 24%, sugar 15%. Only 8% of Americans surveyed thought that marijuana was the most harmful of those four substances. And speaking of sugar, three studies now have shown marijuana consumers have less risk for diabetes and lower body mass index and prevalence of obesity than non-tokers. This is one of the lead authors of one of these studies. His name is Murray Middleman, said, quote, "The most important finding is that current users of marijuana appear to have better carbohydrate metabolism than non-users. Their fasting insulin levels were lower, and they appeared to be less resistant to the insulin produced by their body to maintain a normal blood sugar level," end quote. Now, of course, there are health risks associated with becoming obese from the overconsumption of sugar, heart attacks, stroke, diabetes, and so forth. But it turns out that the sugar itself, even for fit people, has harmful effects. A 2013 study in the Journal of the American Heart Association found a sugar molecule called G6P affected the muscle protein of the heart and could contribute to heart failure. We've also found that your tendency toward a sweet tooth may be more genetic than actual munchies. A couple of studies now have shown individuals with genetic changes in a hormone called ghrelin, is the hormone that tells the brain, you're hungry, eat something. People that have genetic changes to that hormone consumed more sugar, and for that matter, alcohol. And then on the other side of it, a 2008 study showed excess sugar consumption increased resistance to the hormone called leptin. That's the hormone that tells your brain, you're full, stop eating. So you might have a genetic predisposition toward this ghrelin that makes you eat more sugar, and the more sugar you eat, the less you feel leptin that tells you to stop eating. And consider how often we hear about anti-pot people claiming that we're going to have problems with our memory and our cognitive abilities. You know, these scares that have been debunked by years of studies and, of course, the very existence of Dr. Carl Sagan. Do they ever mention the two studies since 2009? We're not talking old stuff here. This is new studies that have shown memory deficiency and cognitive decline due to the overconsumption of sugar? In truth, sugar may more accurately be compared with alcohol's dangers. Of course, minus the effect of belligerent drunks. There was a 2012 paper that was in the journal Nature that suggested that sugar should come with warning labels like alcohol does. The authors found that sugar had similar hepatotoxic effects on the liver and led to many of the same chronic conditions as alcohol. And a follow-up study in 2013 found that the liver damage could occur whether the sugar user was thin or fat. Now, I'm not going to go all Mayor Bloomberg on you here and say that we need to have laws or prohibitions on the use of sugar, that we should somehow mandate the size a Big Gulp cup should be or something like that. I'm just saying, when it comes to all the substances out there, isn't it odd these prohibitionists are so up in arms about the safest one? I was in a Twitter war with Scott Gagnon the other night, one of these prohibitionists, and he said all these terrible effects from marijuana, and I just had to ask, then why aren't you concerned with prohibiting alcohol or tobacco? If this is the right public health approach for marijuana, why is it not the right public health approach for alcohol or tobacco? And of course, the obvious answer is because prohibition doesn't work. The only way you can effectively maintain a prohibition is if the government controls the means of production of the prohibited item. See quaaludes. Quaaludes were effectively prohibited because you couldn't just grow a garden of quaaludes. You couldn't take a bunch of household chemicals and mix them together in a bathtub and make quaaludes. They only could be produced at 8 factories worldwide. And once we clamped down on that, quaaludes were gone. But marijuana? Sugar? Alcohol? Tobacco? Forget it. Let's stop trying to regulate people's appetites. Instead, treat them like adults.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
Support the Russ Belville Show. Text the word Russ to 420-420 and connect with the National Cannabis Coalition. You can also send $10 to the Russ Belville Show right from your smartphone. That's Russ to 420-420. You're listening to Radical Russ on the Russ Belville Show.
Well, I say it'll recollect. Darling, your words to fails. Little red carpet, you need a lover that's gonna lay.
Tokers, there's no good reason to get your dog stoned. While it might not harm them physically, imagine being a dog who already begs for treats all day, and then imagine that dog having the munchies. Not cool.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Irie Wednesday, featuring reggae, ska, and other world music genres. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
Welcome back, everybody. 22 after the hour, and we go out now to Spain, where Gordon Green is standing by, and our clocks are all messed up here in the United States, so I don't even know what time it is for you anymore.
Hey, man. It's actually better for me. You guys changed your clocks 2 weeks before Europe, so it's actually Wednesday.
All right, that's great. You're not into the next day already. That's good to hear. And of course, you're bringing us some coverage of Spanibus. I've talked also some other folks, you know, David Kowalski from Cannabis Network Radio, another one of our shows, and Danny Danko, Free Weed. They're going to be out there, as well as Jorge Cervantes. So have you got any new updates for us on your coverage?
Going to be talking to Ed Rosenthal.
All right.
One of the masters. He actually wrote, I think Jorge Cervantes probably has the most popular book right now of the so-called master growers, but Ed Rosenthal actually started it all, man, back in the 70s when High Times still had lines of cocaine on the front cover. And he's going to be giving a conference on Friday at Spanibus, hopefully going to be talking to him. And then on Monday, I don't know if you've told your people, I've told my people on the Russ Belville Show, we're going to have Spanibus Week starting Monday. Every day on Spanibus, or every day on the Russ Belville Show, we're going to be having a report from Spanibus with interviews, going to have some photos of what's going on, and give you the rundown.
Yeah, that's exactly. I wanted to give you the chance to break it to everyone. Spanibus Week starts next week on the Russ Belville Show, and we will have all sorts of great live coverage. So looking forward to that.
Pseudo live.
That's right. Well, recorded live. That's the way we'll put it. Kind of like how we do the Olympics here in America. We let you guys do it in real time, and then we delay it.
That's right. Delayed for. It's not a 5 second delay. It's a 5 hour delay.
There we go. All right. So we've got our tune here for Irie Wednesday, all ready to go. Tell us a little bit about it.
I'm playing Sizzla today. Sizzla is. Been around for a long time in the reggae world. He's from Kingston, Jamaica. He's practices the Bobo Shanti branch of Rastafarianism. Those are the guys that wear the robes and very religious. And Sizzla, along with Capleton and some other reggae artists, they're really religious. They have come under some fire and received some controversy for having anti-gay lyrics in some of their songs. And I'm not going to stop playing them because of that. We just need to show them some love and what it's all about. And they still make some great music. And a song I'm playing today is Ja Knows Best. It's won several awards, and people have heard it before. You're going to hear it again. It's a great song.
Here it is. Sizzla. John
right
knows
peace
best.
Out, Russ.
Peace out.
No, it's a cutting color. Most I job, Rastafari. And every one of I and I. John knows best, John knows best, John knows best. Well, nevertheless, nevertheless, nevertheless. John knows best, John knows best, John knows best. Little children, you bless, people, you bless, people, you bless. Do as you should, go and try. God will bless you, he'll give you the blind. Confident yourself, don't deny. All things are possible because of King Selassie. I share my food with the poor and you know why. I wanna see them go to school for sure, yes I. Touching the point where it relevant. Rastafari, give your good deliverance. Before you kill your brother, why won't you check? And don't be so ignorant. Whoa, Rastafari, I got this whole wide world in his hand. John knows best, John knows best, John knows best. Yeah, nevertheless, nevertheless, black people you bless. Whoa, yeah, John knows best, John knows best. Knows best, yeah. Little children you bless, children you bless, children you bless, yeah. All these blessings, Christ the one who send it. Give your power, show love, my money, so we spend it. Can be controversial, still we comprehend it. Love life, we live in it, never ending. Don't fight, so there's no blemish. Don't be like those heathens, cause God won't defend it. Repatriate to Mama Africa. Janos best, Janos best, Janos best. Oh, oh, nevertheless, nevertheless, black people you bless, yeah. Oh, oh, Janos best, Janos best, Janos best. World guide you every step, every move you make. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All the righteousness has done. He make us in his likeness. The conquering lion, virtuous, courageous. Hail Mount Zion, he come to lead us to the motherland. Wash your hands so your heart must be clean. Come and help me float red, gold and green. With your gratitude, we've got the attitude to stand and lead these human beings. Cause John knows best, John knows best, John knows best. Oh, oh, nevertheless, nevertheless, my people you bless, black people you bless. John knows best, John knows best, John knows best. Whoa, 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 nevertheless. Do your job, that's not for us.
Support the Russ Belville Show. Text the word RUSS to 420-420 and connect with the National Cannabis Coalition. You can also send $10 to the Russ Belville Show right from your smartphone. That's RUSS to 420-420. You're listening to Radical Russ on the Russ Belville Show.
Georgia, Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 20s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stop arresting law-abiding citizens because they prefer marijuana over alcohol. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges. We're unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people each year simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They're average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
The Activism Hour, featuring articles from High Times, Leap, NORML, SSDP, MPP, and more from the United States, Thursdays at 11 a.m. on 420radio.org.
Activism begins with ACT. The Russ Belleville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
All right, welcome back, everyone. 31 after the hour, and we're joined on the telephone right now by Tom Evanstad from Minnesota. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, I am, Russ. Hi.
And do I have the name pronounced right, Evanstad?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Glad I got it right. All right. So we're talking today with Tom Evanstad, who has filed a lawsuit. He's out of Hennepin County, Minnesota, and he's filing a lawsuit against the federal government. You've named President Obama, Attorney General Holder, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, and the head of the DEA, Michelle Lenhart, in your lawsuit. Can you just give us a breakdown of what you're suing about?
Absolutely, Russ. I'm happy to. I'm suing about the fact that after I found out that the government had patented the cannabinoid or whatever, how you pronounce that, one of the main, you know, active ingredients or what have you in the cannabis plant, and then when I actually read the patents and I discovered all of the different research and studies that the government used in order to grant themselves their application, and then at the same time knowing, of course, because I've been oppressed in Minnesota here by the pot police for almost my entire life since I was about 13 years old. They chased me with a gun in one hand, a cigarette in the other, you know, a drink after work, and then pop some more pills. But because of the cannabis, of course, I'm a criminal, and everybody I associate with, all the deadheads and all the Bob Marley, the people that are interested in peace and love and trying to advance our civilization, we're all the criminals, Russ. So when I knew that it was Schedule One, and Schedule One means no medical benefit, with the fact that I was framed by the police, thrown into prison for a rape that never even happened. And, you know, I had a lot of trial by fire here. And a lot of the reason that I actually even went into prison for a rape that never happened was behind the fact that I was on probation for, of all things, the drug war, where I was set up by the Southwest Metro Drug Task Force here in Minnesota. They kept selling me more and more drugs for less and less money, chemicals and hard drugs I'd never touched really hardly in my life. And so anyway, then when it came to the rape trial, and I had not committed the rape, what the prosecutor pounded my jury with was, well, when the police officer called you and asked if you had been smoking marijuana that night, and then you told the police officer no, then he argued before the jury, very successfully, in fact, that if this criminal, this druggie, this marijuana user, that if he was willing to lie to law enforcement about using drugs and being a marijuana smoker, then he would certainly lie to you about whether he raped this victim of ours. So, Russ, when I found out that the government had patented the very plant that they are saying has no medical benefit, and then they patented it for medical benefit, when I was in prison for 10 years, again, studying law, I was able to connect the dots on this thing that, in my opinion, there is a cause of action against the government. And the cause of action would be that it seems like it's in discord to me. It is not harmonious to have a Schedule One classification for this miracle plant. And then, on one hand, and then the same government that says that it is Schedule One, no medical benefit, then it actually patents it for medical purposes based on a great deal of hard research, a lot of it by our own federal government, which mm-hmm. you know has only put somewhere in the neighborhood of 6% maybe into trying to learn and research what are the positive benefits of the cannabis plant. They put 94-96%, something like that, into mm-hmm. trying to essentially disprove it and to try to show the harmful benefits. And obviously, when you've poured 94% of billions of dollars in there and you don't have much, it should indicate to all of us that there's really not a whole lot of any harm that they can find. But yet, think of if they would have put the 180 degrees difference on this money, Russ, and out to the listeners. If our federal government had put 94% of their dollars into trying to find out how it can help us, I think we'd be in a very different world right now. And I would allege in my lawsuit, rather, Russ, in my complaint, I allege specifically that the government is sacrificing its citizens for money, you know, mm-hmm. that it's what Bob Marley said, that it's just a
right.
big machine.
Let me get back to the lawsuit for just a second here, Tom, though. I want to address, okay. you know, what your cause of action is here is that okay. the federal government has designated marijuana as a Schedule I substance, but your claim is that the patent 6630507 designates cannabis as something that's medical. I'm afraid that the problem that you're going to run up against here, though, is one that they use to defend things like Marinol or Sesamet, in that they're not patenting the whole plant cannabis, which is banned. They're patenting just one molecule from it that has a medical purpose. But despite that, I have some other questions I wanted to get to besides, because I don't disagree with you whatsoever on the irony or hypocrisy of that. It's in fact, Dr. Right. Gupta noticed it last night. He mentioned, and you know, he had the researcher last night that he talked to about this patent. I don't know how successful the going through the courts is going to be doing this. And are you represented by any attorney that's helping you with this, or is this just your own pro se work?
Thank you, Russ. Let me try to get back more onto, you know, how this affects everybody and not what my tragic background around pot was. Thank you. I filed it pro se. I shopped the case actually around the legal community here in Minnesota. Lukewarm would be the best response I would, you know, I guess best characterization. I contacted the Minnesota Attorney General's office, Lori Swanson. I talked to her people. I asked them if they would, you know, do this for the people of the state of Minnesota as a class action just for the citizens of Minnesota. And then I went online and I found out who was the Attorney General for the United States, and it's a guy named Van Hollen over in Wisconsin. So in other words, he's the representative for all 50 of the attorneys general. And so then my next thinking was, well, I've covered my own home state and my however many million citizens and however many people would have been affected by this. You know, what I'm suing, Russ, here's my cause of action. And I agree, if the government didn't patent the entire plant, I can't sue them over the entire plant. I'm suing them over what they did say in their patent, which is that this is a neuroprotectant, mm-hmm. That it's an antioxidant, and that it is good for things like stroke and ischemic injury, which essentially means, as a layman and not as a medical person, that as I've read studies, Russ, here's one thing I can point to. The government patented it for stroke purposes, and when you look at the research on stroke, essentially what it says, again, in layman's terms, as I understand it, is anybody in this country that has had a stroke in the last 10 years, the government has had not only the ability, but they've bragged about it essentially in their patent that they applied for to give themselves the patent. They had to show the evidence. And the evidence is that when you take either a THC and a CBD, you know, like normal smoking weed, and if you put that into an extract, it is helpful for people with stroke. And not only is it helpful, it is the only thing that is in Western medicine right now. In other words, there is nothing that they can give you right now. If God forbid somebody listening now has a stroke in 10 minutes, when the ambulance gets there, Russ, there's nothing that they have that can prevent the damage that occurs after a stroke. Mm-hmm. But what the government has had for 10 years has been the cure to the damage that occurs after a stroke, because as I, again, understand this, mm-hmm. if you can get the tincture in and if you can get in weed into your body, either smoking it or, you know, however you want to put it into you, and it does not have to be the CBD only, sure. as the Israeli doctor talked about very courageously last night, they find that when you isolate these things, it's not working as well as the whole plant. So one of my arguments that I was trying to make before the House of Representatives at the first medical marijuana hearing is that the plant is perfect. We don't need law enforcement getting involved in trying to determine what aspects of the plant can we give people.
Right.
Let's give people the best medicine. And so then when I got a hold of Van Hollen Russ, I never heard back from his people. Mm-hmm. So I just took it upon myself. You know what I mean? I thought, look.
So let me stop you there, because we only have three minutes left in this interview segment. So with the last 3 minutes, I just want to cover a couple of other things here. And that is, you know, I don't disagree with you all at all on the health aspects, and everything you say is absolutely correct. I'm questioning the method here, because every time, you know, a lot of organizations and really skilled lawyers have taken the government to court with many arguments like this. And the thing we always get hit up on is, well, the way the law is written, and they wrote, Harry Anslinger has to be congratulated on what his legacy is, because the law they wrote basically says the DEA, Tom, let me talk, is that the DEA gets to decide if the DEA is following the DEA's own rules. Now, the other thing that concerns me about your filing here, in the nature of the suit, in section 4 here, where it says place an X in one box only, to designate what the suit is about, you've checked about 18, 20, 30 boxes here. I mean, they're going to throw your suit out just on the technicality of not following the directions.
No, they won't. No, they won't, Russ. It's already been filed. I'm a non-lawyer, and the reason I did about 30 boxes is because all of this is interrelated. In other words, the marijuana is money, Russ. The marijuana goes to forfeitures. It goes to people's homes. So I figured, rather than check one box, and believe me, they could figure this out, and they did. They signed it properly. It's a 1983 civil action, which is what I know about it.
Okay.
It's called section, 1983. It's a civil rights claim. And again, I didn't even see the part about check one box. I was, not a lawyer. I had no help. I wanted to file this before somebody else did. I'm the plaintiff, and it's a class action on behalf of every single person in this entire country, Russ.
No, I'm with you.
From anything that the government claims. So as far as the legalities, all I can say, Russ, is I know a lot about law, even though I'm not a lawyer. I see this case. I know it has merit in my, belief. And so I've asked them to assign me, an attorney. So I filed it pro se, and then I've indicated again that I am not an attorney. I'm not capable of handling this. I can't even figure out what the claims are or what my prayer for release is and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I could do is formulate the complaint and kick it into the system. And I have done that.
I applaud you for doing that too, because if, I always say, try, you're not going to hurt anything by trying, and you just may generate some media attention and people asking questions about this 6630507 that need to be asked.
Right.
I don't take me as being, against what you're doing. I thank you for doing it. Absolutely.
Oh,
I'm just trying
to
inject some realism here in that, you're you're making a class action suit for $420 billion. That's a pretty big chunk of change.
It is, but think about the class, though, Russ. Again, if you think about 10 years of this throughout this entire nation, everybody that has died from a stroke or has had the damage from a stroke,
mm-hmm.
how much money can you put on your loved one, where if the ambulance would have showed up, Russ, and if it wasn't for, like you're saying, the Anslingers and the Obamas and the Leonhards and these drug warriors, if people just did what Dr. Gupta and doctors around the world are all coming together on and saying is, you know what? We don't have years. We don't have until next session. These children are in seizures right now as we're speaking right now. So what I'm trying to do, if nothing else, like you said, Russ, and thank you for your kind words.
Hey, absolutely,
man. If nothing else, what I'm trying to do is I am a pariah up here in Minnesota. I'm running for governor. The media won't talk about me. They won't show the footage that I am talking about at these medical marijuana hearings where I am taking on law enforcement.
That's great, Tom. I appreciate you for calling in and being a part of our show today. I'm afraid that's all the time we've got on the show for you right now, though. Good luck with everything. Folks, if you want to follow Tom on Twitter, you can go to @TomEvenstad, EvenStad. And I'll paste a copy of the a link to the lawsuit in our chat room.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's
Are you or is someone you know a marijuana smoker? Have you or is someone in your family been arrested for a marijuana violation? You need to know the truth about pot. NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, is the most comprehensive source of information regarding marijuana and its effects on health, as well as legal issues. NORML even offers a database of lawyers specializing in cannabis in your area. NORML, the nation's largest and most successful marijuana law reform organization, has spent decades gathering the knowledge and science on everything related to cannabis. NORML is the best resource to find out the truth about marijuana, connect with a lawyer in your area, or help find an end to prohibition. Information is available at normal.org, that's NORML.org, or toll free at 888-67-NORMAL.
420 Radio, freeing your mind 24 hours a day.
Here we go, one big push, big push. And congratulations. It's a teenager.
Don't even think about going to Kevin's.
It takes one powerful mother to have a team. Learn how to keep yours safe and stay sane at drugfree.org.
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while and share.
Cause the day was hard and your work was long, and you need a break from all that's wrong. You better look at the clock cause it's 4:19. Time to reach in that pocket for your bag of green and smoke that weed.
You're tuned into the Russ.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's 47 after the hour, and I could not resist but running the old Irie Island Hour intro so you could get a good look from at our next guest, Calico Castile, who joins us from Brightside PDX. How you doing, Calico?
Quite well, Russ. How you doing, my man?
Awesome. Calico is going to be in the studio today for our first round of strain sampling, but, you know, business calls, and I guess you had to cover some shifts, huh?
Yeah, you know, just been doing the work of a manager here, and you know, sometimes that means filling in and plugging some holes when there are some. So,
oh, well.
Had to stick around the shop today, but definitely we'll hope to be in studio every Wednesday from here on out.
That's right. We're going to do this every Wednesday in the rant section, you know, so you'll get used to at 3:45 p.m. Pacific live. We will have Calico in here with a strain or two or whatever we decide to do with it, that we'll focus on from Brightside PDX at 1010 Southeast Powell here in Portland, Oregon. You can find them at brightsidepdx.com on the web. And maybe we'll even play Stump the Brian.
Stump the Brian. Yeah, I know. That guy's able to pick strains just from taste, so that would be great.
Speaking of picking strains, you know, we do have one strain here that we got from Brightside from the last time, and we had used quite a bit of it. We still had a little bit left, and then I went and got another batch of it from another place, and Brian's like, that ain't Jelly Bean. That ain't the right thing. That ain't it. So that opens up a question here for me is like when you're running the dispensary and people are bringing in stuff and saying it's this or that, how do you verify that?
I mean, realistically, there's no way other than having the cannabis knowledge yourself. You know what I mean? Being well-versed in the lineages and how certain plants coming from certain areas of the world are going to look. I mean, if you have an indica coming in saying it's an indica, you're going to want to, you know, look for characteristics that show that it's from an Afghani region and that, you know, it's not going to be really spindly and really kind of strung out more like the sativas would be. It'd be much more of like, you know, solid, dense, you know, squat nugs and things like that. So, I mean, it just takes a lot, you know, a really large breadth of cannabis knowledge, and we're lucky to have, you know, Todd Armstrong, one of our patient advisors. 420 Radio listeners may remember him from Todd's Toker Topics back in the day,
mm-hmm.
And he's certainly well versed in all of the different lineages and the families and the different you know, ways that the cannabis can be identified. So, you know, we're lucky to have a very well trained staff. I mean, obviously coming from the political side, that's not going to be something I'm able to identify right away, but I've certainly entrusted those responsibilities with the people I've surrounded myself with, and we're definitely working with some great growers out of Eugene, and we're lucky to have, you know, a handle on some pretty decent genetics over here.
Well, yeah, and of course, with something like Jilly Bean coming out of TGA Genetics, Subcool, and Ms. Jill, I mean, that's something we're going to recognize pretty well here in the Pacific Northwest. How has that been going? How has that strain been selling there at the Brightside PDX? And what are the patients telling you about it?
Yeah, no, we've had a really great response from Jilly Bean. We get ours specifically from some friends of ours called Geek Farms. They're out on the coast here in Oregon, and they do a really great job, all soil, organic, you know, grown, and, you know, the patients have gotten really great relief. Jilly Bean's actually really popular with a lot of females who come through looking for just, you know, relief from menstrual cramps and things like that, just simple, basic stuff. It's really nice, you know, it's a sativa dominant, it's a 60-40 sativa dominant, but it's going to be able to give you, you know, the uplifting and happy buzz that you need to kind of go about your day, but it'll still give you the pain relief and the effects that you need to be able to take care of your medicating needs. So.
Yeah, I know when Brian was sniffing out the Jilly Bean we had gotten a hold of, he said, you know, didn't quite have the same profile to it, right? What was the difference? I mean,
the dominant terpene was off. It didn't have the terpenes from the lineage that Jilly Bean has. It had some from a sativa chem dog or something.
I mean, yeah, Jilly Bean's going to have like those terpenes, like you were talking about, the more dominant smells and tastes and things that you're going to get out of it are going to be like more of an orange or a tange or like a mango, sort of a sweet taste out of it. And you're going to get those chem dogs are going to be, you know,
That's something.
It's hard to describe it, but those are super pungent. And they really do slap you in the face. It's, you know, a chem dog smell is going to be a lot different from something that you would expect from Jilly Bean, for sure.
We have a question from our chat room. Gothic Prophet would like to know, are you hiring?
Not currently. I wish that we were. I mean, as we continue to grow, we just applied for our license last week with the Oregon Health Authority, so we're waiting to get that piece of paper in hand. And as, you know, we expand, we definitely have plans to expand. But we currently have 10 part-time employees. And, you know, we're definitely, you know, we're a small business, just 6 months out, not yet hiring, but we definitely hope to be creating plenty more jobs here in Portland and Oregon broader over the next couple of years. So
excellent.
Be on the lookout for sure.
Speed Limit in the chat room would like to know if you have any news about licenses in the Portland metro area.
Not yet. Everybody's still kind of waiting on pins and needles here. I mean, you know, over 130 people have applied here in the Portland metro area. So we're all kind of waiting. And I know as soon as the first person gets their license, everyone's going to know what's going on. So, you know, as soon as we know, everyone else will. But so far, it's still pretty much under wraps. We're hoping at least a week or two at the earliest to be able to get some sort of determination.
So you've applied as well as others, but nobody's actually received their actual licenses yet.
Right. From what I've heard from having our ear to the ground, no one has received their license yet.
So no, the background
everyone
checks.
Has just applied and is waiting the Oregon Health Authority's decision.
Yeah, those background checks are going to take, you know, they said during one of the conferences I attended that it was going to be somewhere between 3 and 5 days if it's squeaky clean. If they have to look in to anything, then it may take a couple of weeks.
But. Yeah, and if you're a gangster like Coleco, a month or two.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. We all know all over the hell
political
out of it.
Political gangster.
That's right. And that brings up, you know, the new health authority, the new regulations with respect to medical cannabis dispensaries that's going on require testing. And there was a lot of talk about testing at this business conference that we went to. And I was wondering, you know, as you get the results from that testing, you're going to find, you know, the CBD level, the THC level. Wouldn't that be some way to be able to somewhat tell you're getting the right strain when someone says it's the right strain? Because, I mean, if something came up way high CBD and low THC, you'd know it's not a sativa or something.
Well, I don't know if you can necessarily tell the sativa versus indica from CBD and THC content, but you can certainly tell. I mean, if you're getting a Pennywise cut, and there's a really, you know, well-known cut going around the circles right now called the 7-11 cut, which means that it tested 7% THC and 11% CBD. That's going to be something that if you're getting something that's only testing at 3% CBD, then that clearly wasn't the 7-11 cut in quotations of the Pennywise. So there are going to be ways to determine that, you know, you're not getting what you were told you were getting, but there's not going to be any real way through today's testing standards to figure out actual lineage and stuff. That's going to take basically a cannabis genome project, which would be awesome, and I think would be very beneficial for us to be able to figure out.
There are a few cannabis genome projects in the works. One of them was fully cataloged the cannabis genome of a purple kush plant.
Oh, I'll definitely have to check that out.
Can you imagine? We'll be like 10, 15 years down the road, and the the health inspector will come in with a little device, like, you know, like the guy at 7-Eleven who's doing inventory. Well, just, he'll just point it at a bud.
They've already got devices for iPhones that's an attachment that's, you know, can, like, detect cancer by smell, wow, you know, or by the particles density and certain, you know, profiles.
That's kind of interesting.
That's amazing. That. Hey,
well, dogs can do it.
Now, that's true. They got dogs that sniff out seizures and stuff, too.
I think that I've been able to smell certain cancers. You know, it's not good.
Let's put them on it.
You need to get paid for that work there, Brian.
That's
right. Put you to work.
The other considerations going around right now is the fight right now in the Oregon legislature over a moratorium, you know, this being the compromise on the dispensary regulation bill. Do you have any news on that?
I'm not sure, actually, to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure that the session has already ended, but I thought it passed. Did it not pass? I thought 1531 did pass.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, going forward here, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, when we have a moratorium on medical marijuana dispensaries, and then by 2015 we may have legalization and pot shops that are going to be opening too, and what a weird situation that's going to be. So, well, we'll keep
Oregon is certainly in a unique position when it comes to just where our reform movement sits as far as, you know, medical marijuana moving forward, but legalization moving forward at breakneck speed as well. And, you know, whether we're really, you know, Colorado had the time to get a medical marijuana system set up in place before legalization. And it's interesting because we're still scrambling to get ours in place, and we might have legalization very soon. So it's certainly an interesting time around here.
Now, with respect to Brightside PDX, do you have any new strains or specials we should know about?
Well, actually, today we just started a new special. On Wednesdays, we're going to start doing 50% off your first gram of BHO. This is something that our friends over at Denver Relief do out in Denver, obviously one of the bigger shops out there. This is a really popular promotion that they do, and we've decided that we are going to take it on. So for now on, if you come in on Wednesdays at Brightside, you'll get 50% off your first gram of BHO. And prior to that, we have always done on Wednesdays, after you get reimbursed for 1 gram of BHO, you get 25% off any of our fly pen products, which are all of our vaporizer pens that are coming in different sizes and different kits. But you get 25% off any fly pen products with a reimbursement of a gram of oil.
Awesome. So
that's kind of our Wednesday deal. And then we just got some Askew in recently, as well as some Canatonic, which are Canatonic's a really high CBD testing flower, which had tested previously between 13% and 15%. And we're still awaiting the test results, but that is something that is now on the shelf and available.
All right. Well, check out brightsidepdx.com if you want more information. Also, Brightside PDX on Facebook. Pretty busy out there on Facebook. And Calico Castile is the manager of Brightside PDX and a former intern here at 420 Radio. Thanks so much for being with us, Calico. And we'll see you live.
Can't thank you enough, Russ.
Live
you.
Next week. All right.
Yeah, I'll be in studio next week. Looking forward to it, buddy.
All right. Take it easy and take care of the business and keep putting out a good example for all of us to be very proud of. Thank you so much. All right. That's all the time I got here for hour one, but stay tuned for hour two. I've got a stupid stoner story. I've got a radical rant, and I'll tell you all about my little Twitter beef with Be Real this morning. It's over. The beef has been squashed, folks. It's all cool. For Brian the Red, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down. Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
or you can tote.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.